Books on Tape presents Capital Threat by William Bernhardt, read by Stephen Hoy. Lad of Athens, faithful be to thyself and mystery, all the rest is perjury. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. 10 years earlier. I wish it didn't have to be this way. That's what I kept saying to myself throughout the entire ordeal and long after it was over. But there was never any choice, not really. I did what I had to do. I knew someone would probably end up dead. I just assumed it would be me. As we embarked on this misbegotten adventure, I checked to make sure my weapon was primed and loaded, and simultaneously reminded myself that Schopenhauer postulated the existence of an indifferent universe, an immanent will shaping our destiny. Not that the cosmos is actively opposed to us, as some of the nihilists might have you believe, but simply disinterested. There is no such thing as luck, because the concept of luck presupposes a sentient being dealing out favors. So in Schopenhauer's view, the ease with which the whole job went down, at least initially, was due not to providence, but merely to the chance occurrence of inconceivable and uncontrollable forces. As it turned out, Schopenhauer was wrong. I had a huge load of luck coming my way. I just forgot to duck before the inevitable reckoning. I couldn't believe how simple the break-in was. We bought the costumes at a party shop, for heaven's sake.